Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's
Friday. Welcome back for the 7 o'clock hour here on a Friday. And yes, we really do believe you cannot mess up a Friday.
Hollywood's really messing with me because this is normally the end song of the day. He has to be in a really good mood today, right? Like he's smiling
sound
today.
Like it. He's been all over. First of all, he's really salty.
Either that or it's just a long-ass week, and I'm happy it's Friday.
Okay.
Touché. You always seem kind of down, though. You always seem like the voice comes out. And
dark cloud.
So now you've decided, because I'm a Pac-12 guy, you think the jabs bother me, which they don't.
I mean, well, he likes to pile on.
Well, taking shots at the Pac-12, huh?
He's a pile on.
They obviously bother you.
Yeah. Don't bother me. I know what the Pac-12, I know what it is and isn't.
Guess what?
I get it. I've lived out here. I'm familiar with it.
Hollywood's happy enough today to put another poll up today for us.
What kind of poll did he put up?
At Joe Rose Show on Twitter. Here's the question today. It's very close to what it was yesterday. If you were the Finns GM, who would you choose to be your quarterback from the updated, slightly sadder list? Feel free to write in any other choices, too. Well done on the wording on that. There's four choices, and you could write in your own. The four choices are Ryan Tannehill, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Blake Bortles, A.J. McCarron. And right now, leading the way, Ryan Fitzmagic with 30% of the vote.
Yeah. That would be mine, and then let me just give you my second. I'm going to go Omar style. Other as in rookie.
One of the write-ins is rookie. Drew Locke.
Somebody wants to stay Drew Locke if he's there, huh? At 13?
Yep.
I don't know. Everybody's been asking me, do you know how the Dolphins feel about Locke? I have no idea. I really don't. They've spent a lot of time with him at the Senior Bowl, and so they know him very well. They got to watch him up close in pads and watching his tapes and everything else. Like, I believe the Dolphins, like everybody else, love the guy that's expected to go first overall, Mr. Murray. So we'll see how that all plays out. But yeah,
I want to give you a funny write-in that somebody did. A former friend here of the show, Pablo, writes in, Fitzpatrick is better than Tannehill, so give me a one-knee Tanny behind that trash O-line, and it's Tank City, baby.
Wow.
Well done, Pablo.
Wow.
That's an interesting one. Well, and then somebody just tweeted at us a picture, and I'll show it to you as I explain to the world, of just Josh Rosen giving thumbs up in the background.
By the way, you can put that in there.
That could be a write-in.
That could be. Yeah.
Can Johnny get any votes?
Johnny Manziel should not get any votes. He couldn't even last as a backup in the CFL. Stop
you
it.
You know what gets me, and this comes out, and this always comes out and really bothers me, and I'm trying to get over all these issues. It's a fresh start for football and everything else. So I don't know if this bothers anybody else. So it bothers me that articles come out now, and like Adam Gase wanted these guys, so Chris Greer said it's okay, and Mike Tannenbaum said it's okay because that's who he really wanted. So, you know, or he wanted to get rid of those guys, and then somebody wrote, I think Armando in his article said, yeah, none of them were on the same page with these guys. Some of the agents were saying, like, we deal with three different guys. We've got three different answers. And I'm like,
I don't want to hear that.
No.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear about dysfunction.
You know what? Everybody you took, you guys, I was told, oh, last year, oh, no, all three of us on the same page. How many times they tell us that? Yep. All three of us on the same page. And now it's like, nah, we weren't on the same page.
I mean, the dysfunction that's been going on in the background, I feel like it's been 20 years
oh my God.
Of dysfunction.
I think like last year I was sitting there going, oh, no, this is going to be different with these three guys working together. And you're like, geez.
But you understand now why fans out there, when they hear about this, when they hear about what's happened over the years, and now a guy that was in the mix in those meetings is now the guy, the end all be all guy in Chris Greer now. A lot of people don't have faith in that. A lot of people just don't trust in that because this is not a new guy you're bringing in. It's a guy that's been in that meeting room. It's been in those meetings for years now.
But you know what it sounds like? And here's the problem. And it's a bad look for Chris Greer. Adam basically went out and said, I want that veteran guy, and I want that guy, and I want that guy. Just go get him signed. And Chris Greer went, okay. You know, I don't want my GM to be okay.
Mm-mm.
I want my GM to go, these are bad moves. It's too much money. We've watched their tapes. Our guys have all watched their tapes. These are really bad moves. Again, Adam, no. Give us somebody else. Let's do something different. And then I hear a couple of guys were good players Adam really didn't want at first, including a guy in the slot that got injured that was having – he's turning in their best player on the team, one of them. And they're going, yeah, Adam didn't want him. Jeez. Now, I don't know if we just do this, which we do human natures do dogpiling on the guy that goes out of town, and the guy that stays was a smart one.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, I'll tell you, it just gets so old with when people write articles, and Omar and Armando gets a lot of stuff, and they write stuff, and you're like, man, it doesn't make me feel any better. You're saying, well, this was also, I feel better about, you know, Chris Greer being real responsible about everything. I was like, well, what happened last year? Chris Greer's a GM last year. What the hell's happening?
That's why there's not a lot of faith in that front office. So, even with new faces there, there's just not a lot of faith.
Being responsible about one thing, and they're all on the same page, and I don't have a problem with it. It's overpaying for guys like we have last year and the year before and the year before, and either injury or poor performance hits them. Now, I always say this, guys can't control getting injured. Sitton didn't get injured on purpose.
No,
he didn't get
of course
like, all right, I'm playing one game, I'm injured, I'm done. So, but the fact is they got injured and you spent pretty good money.
That's right.
And then you had other guys that you gave big contracts. Andre Brent's got a lot of money. It was kind of a head scratcher. And for that effort, with that guaranteed money, he gave you one sack. Make you feel real good about that one sack.
Oh, God.
So, hey, I'm moving on, man. I'm moving on. Don't worry. Don't
We're
get salty.
To.
We're trying to move on. Yeah, it's just every time something's written, it's like, all right, I tell you what. We'll all move on, but we got to stop about who did what last year. Because then last year we did the year before who did that and whose decision was that. And Jay Cutler kind of went through the motions, was a disaster. And
how many punches to the gut can one fan base take before they just give up?
Oh, they've got bruise marks all over their stomach.
No, I know that.
And we're asking them once again
to take another
to be
couple
patient.
Punches.
Yep. We got a brand new strategy, but we think, and it is different than they've done, because usually by now we would have spent money and redone contracts, and somebody would have got some big
you're right.
paychecks.
You're right. There would have been an overpriced free agent now having a press conference today or yesterday. Not even a question.
I just want to say this, and I don't know what's going to happen, and I have nothing against them personally, although somebody called and said I've turned to personal with Ryan Tannehill. I have not. I have not turned to personal with them. Ryan Tannehill, for our fan base, which you have to take into consideration, he needs a fresh start. He needs, whether it's going to be a backup, if he happens to get some starts next year somewhere else, I'm not rooting against him, but he needs to go. I don't care if it's today, June, right before the draft, right after the draft, Ryan Tannehill needs a fresh start. There is no confidence in the locker room with him. I know that for a fact.
Mm.
I don't need anybody to tell me. I'm around enough and talk to enough guys. They're done. They're nice about it. Nobody's doing what they did in Jacksonville. A lot of respect for that. And the second thing is he just the fan base. And I know
need a fresh start.
We have some fans that still want him, and I appreciate the 15% or 20% that it's not Ryan's fault. He's had nothing around him. He's had bad coaching. He's had this. He's had that. Oh, he's had a whole bunch of coaching. Everybody that's coached him's been let go. So he just needs a fresh start. I'm putting it nicely.
Okay.
And it's not, Zach, it's not personal.
I know it's not.
It's, you know, it's not that he's super private and we have different personalities. It's not the fact we haven't had him on for 2 years. It's none of that stuff.
I have a question. Have you ever seen a team or a franchise in all the years you've either been in the NFL or watched it have a 7-year window like this where you still don't know if he's the guy? No.
No.
The answer is no. You don't even have to answer that.
Okay.
The answer is no. We did it.
Yep.
You wonder why the fan base is spitting, is upset, is pissed off? It's because of little things like this. Ryan Tannehill, you knew a couple years ago, even though he had a great start in Gase's first year, he's just, he's not the guy. Move on.
The other side of this has been, and it's an excuse, but it's what everybody said. It's what Ireland has said when he was leaving. It's what Adam Gase has said, and a whole bunch of GMs and head coach combinations. We got to do whatever we can to win this year to keep our job and get more years. Because if we go, they're all worried. If they go with a young guy, young quarterback, brand new guy, they weren't going to be around to enjoy it, just like what you saw with the Jets. Todd Bowles lost his job. New quarterback, but lost his job. They didn't think he was the right guy. Should have won more games with him. So those guys all see that. Josh Rosen's coach got fired.
They're moving on after 1 year. It's seven, and this guy's still on the roster. Ryan Tannehill's still a Dolphin right now.
Yeah.
It's been 7 years.
They thought Adam Gase loved them. We all know that. He made it clear to everybody, unless he's just complete fraud. He went out and said, hey, this guy, I can get a lot out of him. Look at his record. Remember, he used to hit us with their record together?
Yeah.
Oh, Ryan Adam record together.
Our last 17 I'm glad games that's together. Yeah. 12
well, guess
and
what?
Five, yeah,
let him play for you up there, and you can keep that. And
I think
then
it's
you can
happen.
Put that in the notes, the Jet notes now. Tannehill together.
With Adam Gase, the last 14 games was 10-4.
Let them have that stat together.
And by the way, someone just texted in 56022 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. We asked if any other team, the 7 years, someone said the Bengals and Andy Dalton. Well, they were in the playoffs a whole bunch of times. Like, there's a big difference.
There are not a lot of people fired up about Andy Dalton.
No, I understand that, but at least they got to the playoffs.
I'll tell you something. They're going to get one of those rookie core. They're on a program right behind us. Cincinnati's going to dump Andy Dalton like a bad date this year or next year,
because
they're going to get one of those rookie. They're going to get one of those six or seven quarterbacks that we're talking about to start.
Andy Dalton's got one more year in Cincinnati. This is it for him unless they get far in the playoffs, and I don't think that's happening.
But they have been a lot better than we have.
They have been better than us. There's a difference there. I mean, what's their record? What's his average record? 9-10 wins almost every year. Like, they win and they go to the playoffs, even though they don't get out of the first round of the playoffs when they get there. At least they like touch the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like in 16, we did, but before that, it was 08.
Well, you want to know who's bad on TV? You want me to tell you, whether it's NFL Network or ESPN, I don't know where he's working now.
Name the name.
CBS.
I can't wait to hear this.
The old coach of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, Marvin Lewis. I believe it's NFL Network.
Yeah. Marvin, you've made a lot of money.
Just go
as
relax.
A coach.
Yeah.
I mean, lots. He's coached a long time.
Yeah.
He's way over $50 million as a head coach. Way
gotta
over,
be, God, right?
And God bless him, man. He stay around, and everything else, like. And I know you get a fresh coach, and he knows everybody. He can talk about everybody. He's on the inside of the game. Whew, man, he just doesn't look real into what he's doing.
I think he was
I
on.
I just think it's his personality.
With like Joe Thomas yesterday, like it was in that little, like they had four guys on. I think I was watching yesterday too.
Ooh.
He's got zero personality.
Ooh.
Right.
Well, keep our poll rolling here.
Still going.
Let us know.
It's at Joe Rose Show on Twitter. Question is, if you were the Finns GM, who would you choose to be your quarterback from this updated, slightly sadder list? It is a little sad. Feel free to write in any choices as well, but your four options, Tannehill, Fitzpatrick, Bortles, and A.J. McCarron, or write in votes.
All right, and you can always join us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. We're back in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to have a special guest join us right at 8 o'clock, Curtis Granderson, Miami Marlins outfielder, trying to get a position, age 37.
The elder statesman in that,
yeah.
Clubhouse.
Looking for a guy that can still help out in the outfield, still got hoping got a little power, and get in that rotation out there. Age 37. I always wonder what's it like when you've played for the Mets and the Yankees. Like more than half your career,
right?
And you come down into this situation, And so anyway, we'll have Curtis join us coming up here a little more than a half an hour from now. We'll talk to him about all that. So we got all kinds of stuff going on here, of course, at Teddy Bridgewater last night. If you missed it, he's staying in New Orleans. Dolphins decided not to come up with the amount of money he wanted. Reports are somewhere around $15 to $16 million a year is what he wanted. The Dolphins said, "Ooh, that's not going to be good for compensatory picks. We're gonna skip on that, and we'll go next." And so you just look at the list. Everybody can look at the list. Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was a touchdown throwing machine for Tampa Bay last year, he was so good they had to get rid of him because all the guys were liking him more than
than Jameis Winston. Yes. I mean, that was the problem.
DeSean Jackson literally said, "I'm leaving. Please don't put." You knew that wasn't going to work.
Absolutely.
Once he said, "Winston, why are we playing Winston?"
Joe, 4 weeks through the season last year, Ryan Fitzpatrick was the MVP of the league. Like, he's thrown 400 yards a game, 3 touchdowns a game. He was so good, it was ridiculous. Tampa Bay in the beginning of last season was the best story in the NFL.
A lot of weapons to throw to. He was getting them. He had a lot of – that's a tough decision. They had to wait, like, well, please, Ryan, have a bad game so we can get Jameis back in there.
Is that crazy? They had to hope for a bad game now, to get their
guy.
There's
a good Ryan, and there can be a bad one. That's why he's always on the open market. Blake Bortles, of course, has been released. A.J. McCarron got released yesterday as backup quarterback with the Raiders. And then they're still 0-17 on the Miami Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill.
Who, by the way, I just updated our poll, is now leading the poll. The question is on Twitter, at Joe Rose Show, our poll for the day. If you're the Finns GM, who would you choose to be your quarterback from this updated, slightly sadder list than yesterday? Because yesterday was sad. Feel free to write in any other choices. With 32% and leading our poll right now, it's Ryan Tannehill. Fitzpatrick's got 27%, 20% Bortles, 21% A.J. McCarron. 32% of the people listening and voting are voting now for Ryan Tannehill to come back next year and be our quarterback.
I'm amazed.
That is not where my vote went.
We did this yesterday. What did we get? 4,500?
Yeah, we had a lot of votes.
A lot of people like Teddy.
Yeah,
until he
signed. That's right. Now that Teddy's off this list, that's why.
Mr. Backup.
Perfect wording by Hollywood by saying the slightly sadder list.
Tannehill's probably the best option, though, right?
For
at least
what?
The most convenient. You don't have to go anywhere to get him. He's already here. Everyone already has his jersey.
What are you expecting if Ryan Tannehill comes
everybody
back?
Can wear his jersey. So for that That's reason, it? We
I
should
have a Tannehill
back.
Jersey. It's convenient.
My kid does, too.
I mean, I don't want a Blake Bortles jersey for a year.
Ooh, I want a Fitzpatrick jersey.
Let me just say, I don't want Ryan Tannehill back.
Okay. All right, we know where your vote is. I didn't vote for Tannehill either.
Nobody wants him back. He's just the best option, isn't he?
Is he? Like, what do you want to do next year? You want to go 6-10, 5-11, or you want to go 3-13? Like, do you want to bring in a guy that might get you to 5 or 6 wins?
Hey, Zach, you got
to. What are we trying to do? That's what I need to know.
You got to try, because the coach and what the 53-man roster he puts together is going to try to win games. He's going to try to win as many as possible. He wants to hear people going, "Wow, this Dolphin team is really overachieved, and they're a lot better than everybody thought." He wants to hear that. Okay. I think we heard that out of a Jets team here recently. Right? Yeah. Todd got them playing a lot better than everybody. They want that. But bottom line is we got to find a quarterback. And I heard this yesterday from the Dolphins. And it was, we got to develop our young guys. We got to get better. And priority number one, we got to find a quarterback. And if we happen to win a game or two more than anybody wants, then we got to go all in. If we really like it going, we go, he's that damn good. We got to throw in extra picks, and we got to do whatever it takes to get him. And I went, okay.
But I just don't understand what – If Ryan Tannehill is the end of choice, I'll be shocked more than anything. But what is the upstairs and what is the management thinking regarding the team and regarding the fans if next year Ryan Tannehill comes out there as your starting quarterback? Like, what? Because you have to restructure his deal. And it's not just going to be a 1 year deal. Like, you restructure it and he'll be on the roster 2 to 3 years.
But
like, what? I just don't understand that.
I don't really think. The fact is, they just tried to get Teddy Bridgewater. So Ryan Tannehill knows been made pretty clear for the first time in his career, we don't really want you back. If Teddy could have literally had you blown out yesterday, if we give him what he wants,
right,
you're done.
Ryan Tannehill would have cut last night if Teddy
So Ryan Tannehill knows they're looking to get somebody else in there that's cheaper to play.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm Ryan Tannehill, I have the agent calling going, hey, when you guys going to let me go so I can go pick? I don't really want to be traded. I want to go somewhere where I can handpick and maybe get a good backup role for a lot of money, including my good friend and relative, Adam Gase.
It's the obvious place for him to go to, right? If
he gets caught. Well, he liked him so damn much, he should take him.
But it's just such the obvious.
Taking so many shots this morning.
Oh, my God. It's just the obvious choice for Ryan Tannehill. I can't even picture him on any other team right now.
I can't
picture him in his Dolphins roster. I can only picture him in Jets roster.
I know you guys. I'm not trying to be mean. There's so many things I want to say to really lay it out, and I'm just not going to do it. I'm not. He just needs to move on. He's a professional guy. He works hard. He's got a nice family. He's a very private guy. Works hard.
You said works hard twice.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
He works hard. He's a gym
family
rat.
Family guy.
I think that's the second time for that.
He and his wife like to take
selfies,
pictures, and social media losses together.
Did that piss you off
that
more than
me?
Okay, I know it did. Because I was upset by that too. Like, they just lost a bad game. And they took a picture in the car going, life is grand. Look at us.
He wasn't playing in that game either.
I know. He just left the stadium.
Tannehill family going out to dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Boy.
That pissed Joe off more than anything.
No, I'm not saying that. You said that.
I know. I'll say it for you.
It's just time, man. 30 years old now.
Mm. Does Ryan come back if they ask him to come back?
They shouldn't ask him to come back.
I'm just
back.
Saying. At this point, does Ryan just say, no, cut me. I don't want to play here anymore.
There's no way.
The money's too good, right?
I don't want to say no way because the no could disappear. There could be way. But I hope for everybody involved it's time to
move on.
Hey, he'll probably get starts again in his career when somebody gets injured.
Yeah.
And he'll have another chance to show everybody.
The Ryan Tannehill
experience.
Then he
can hold on to the ball and get sacked. I mean, come on, man. All right, we got to go to break. I don't want to be mean. I don't.
It's too late.
No, seriously.
I love it.
This is going to boil over at some point in the next few weeks.
You
right?
want to know, Hollywood.
Like all the stuff he just decided to hold back on.
Hollywood, I want to talk to you like Joe's not here. If Ryan Tannehill does not get cut from his team and he's the quarterback, it'll be the most interesting year of sports radio here on the show I've ever been around. If Ryan Tannehill is the starting
quarterback.
I'm going
to tell you, people go, what do you think of Chris Greer? And I go, the way he handles the Tannehill thing, I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. This is the biggest thing for him so far, this Ryan Tannehill experiment.
Because it's the one hanging on. You know, they're going, well, is this Quinn or Tannehill or which guy? And I was like, it's 17.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's 30 years old.
That's right.
He's been given
every
I don't care how many injuries. I don't care how your offensive line looked. I don't care how your receivers looked. It's not all him.
Mm.
I get it's a team sport. We were bad everywhere last year. I don't even think last year was probably a fair example. But he's been injured a lot, too. Injured a lot.
You should see the text coming in. I can't wait to read them to you.
Man. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We'll check in. I need to take a Joe Rose timeout anyway.
You need to take a cold shower.
Timeout, man. Yeah, yeah, maybe a cold shower.
You need
a cold shower.
Hey, tell
a good
Q
idea.
No hot coffee. Tell him to bring him an iced coffee today.
Hey, we got Curtis Granderson going to join us at 8 o'clock.
Thank goodness.
Up in Jupiter, Miami Marlins outfielder. And, of course, Mike Florio, Sheldrick Redwine going to join us, former Miami Hurricane defensive back / safety / slot / he ran real fast guy. And one of those guys on that defense that's going to get drafted. We'll talk to him about his whole experience. That's coming up later in the show. We'll be right back.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
And now, further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got, man? Get me going again. Get me feeling good here on a Friday.
All right, you've been a little riled up this morning.
No, I'm not.
You think I've
been mean?
Not mean. You're just riled up.
I just think you're hot this morning.
I'm mean spirited.
You're a little hot.
Whatever.
I don't mean looks, man.
All right, so the Jazz. The Utah Jazz fan base issues here have been documented over the past few days,
since the
Russell Westbrook thing. So Gail Miller, the Jazz owner, had to speak to the fans, ask them to be a little bit less of D-bags during their games. Here's her.
My heartfelt request to all of you is that from this time forward, we all take pride in holding ourselves and those around us to the highest standard of decency. Use your energy cheering our team with your honest, sincere enthusiasm rather than degrading or demeaning players on the opposing team. No one wins when respect goes away. Let's be the supporting fans that our players know and deserve.
I guess Utah and Salt Lake City have a little problem.
Yeah. I just like how it says from now on. So everything was okay beforehand.
Well, you got to stop being a bunch of racists up there. Yeah.
I guess
now.
Nice fan base.
Now start stop being a racist.
Well, that guy got kicked out.
He's done.
Banned for life.
He's banned, and Russell ended up. He got a little nice little fat little fine too.
Of course, it's going to end up happening.
F bombing the wife and
now,
everything else.
Who better to comment on this whole story here than Charles Barkley?
This ought to be.
Here's what Barkley had to say.
Russell's got to have thicker skin and ignore that stuff, because now everybody's going to be saying stuff just to piss him off. Everybody knows their go words. But if you go and beat one of these people up and hurt them, you're going to be in jail and you're going to be poor. And let me tell you something, black and poor don't work in any state. Now, you know I've been arrested, I think, 4 times for hitting fans. I was wrong. I'm more mature now. At the time I hit them, they deserve to be hit. But I'm 56 now. I was wrong. You got to be able to walk away. First of all, they don't want to fight you. They can't beat you. They want to upset you and sue you. I was wrong when I did it. I don't regret doing it, but I was wrong. You have to be man enough to admit when you're wrong. But at the time, they deserved it. But I'm older now. I got to walk away.
Charles Barkley threw a dude through a window once.
I tell you what, he liked to go out to bars and stuff.
And he threw a dude through a window.
Yeah, no. There were guys flying when he was out.
By the way,
the advice was good. Utah's got an image problem, obviously.
Of course.
And Russell, Russell, anything gets after him, whether a kid touches him, he has been feisty, man.
Yeah. His whole career, it's not just started.
I'd just be afraid to heckle a player like that because, I mean, remember what happened, the Malice at the Palace incident? Like, I will never forget that, watching that happen live. That was the craziest thing you've ever seen, right?
Yeah.
Especially with a guy who could throw punches.
Yes.
It could have been a professional boxer.
Think about that angry team.
There were a few guys on that team that could scrap.
Ron Artest, Steven Jackson, Jermaine O'Neal, wasn't that?
Jermaine O'Neal landed a haymaker on a guy on the court.
And slipped. Did he slip?
He slipped. He still knocked the guy out.
Ron Artest. Anybody mess with Ron Artest?
You're a dummy.
Imagine chucking something at Ron Artest.
Like,
didn't he change his name to Panda or something like that?
He could have changed his name to knock you out.
Meta World Peace, Panda.
That's a bad dude right there. He's a tough cookie.
That Indiana Pacer team would have been the last, outside of maybe the Bad Boys in the 80s, that I would start a fight with.
Yeah, those days are long gone in the NBA. What else you got?
Speaking of loser owners here, James Dolan is back in the news once again. Did you guys see the video of him at a music festival? Now, this is the great thing. He got into an altercation with a fan the other day at Madison Square Garden. That one we played the audio from that one, and he basically banned the fan for life.
Yeah.
Right there.
The guy
there.
Really affected his life, right?
No, I mean, he can't do that anyway. But so the fan yelled at him, and he tried to ban the fan. Well, there was a video from a 2016 music festival that some guy was holding on to that has since surfaced. Now, the music festival, we'll put the video up at Joe Rose Show. The music festival is taking place on a beach. There's about 30 people watching this thing. And I think we've touched on this before, but James Dolan is in a band.
He is, I know.
So him and his band go out, they're playing on this beach, and there is a fan walking around with a giant sign that says sell the team. There's no one at this thing. There's like nobody there. Now, of course, the idiot that James Dolan is, he stops his show to get into it with the fan.
Of course
he asks
him
to leave.
Yep.
Respect the music and asks the guy to leave. The guy goes, obviously, I'm not leaving. He can do what he wants.
Right.
You know, free plays. And so that he goes back and forth. We're going to put it up on at Joe Rowe Show. But what is wrong with this guy? Like, he's taking bad owners to a new level here.
The commissioner lives in the same city, Adam Silver. Doesn't he step in and go,
what can you do? Talk to the guy and tell him stop.
Tell him, like, look, you got to give him his tickets back. Like, this is crazy.
I would just tell him, sell the team, dude.
Can't force him to sell the team for doing that, but you can tell him, hey, you got to give this guy's tickets back. You're getting crushed. You have no fan support.
They will have a parade in Manhattan if Dolan ever sells that team.
Yeah.
They don't even need to win a championship. Just
what
sell
he thinks.
The team.
Everybody's excited about what's going on there.
It was called the Pilgrimage Music Festival in Chattanooga.
Were you there, Joe?
Oh, God.
Imagine the one dude holding the sign goes out to this festival just to hold that sign.
Plus, I'm even thinking about that day. to put the sign up, make it. What else you got,
come up with a name for that band. Joe, I'm just going to leave this one out here for you, and you can go kind of in any direction you want with this, because I imagine you're a big fair guy growing up where you grew up, right?
I was.
You got to be a big local fair guy.
The fair was called the Twin City Fair.
Wow.
So the fair is back in Miami-Dade County. The youth fair is back. Yeah. It starts its three-week run. Actually started yesterday, but that's open now. So, Joe, I'm curious if you have either any fair stories. You have a favorite fair food?
Ooh.
Food is pretty big at the fair.
Yeah.
I do have a great fair story down here.
Love to hear it.
So, David Woodley was my roommate. It was in the early 80s. And he liked fairs too. And he goes, you want to go to the fair tonight? So, we literally went to the fair. And, like, I was like, okay. I thought he wanted to go on rides and stuff. And he wanted to go over, and he was trying to win bears and throw for speed. And
really?
And he spent all his money, and I watched him go through the whole carnival thing. Like, he anything he could throw or darts or – and he was like – he was a different guy anyway, for anybody who remembers the late David Woodley, who passed in his mid-40s.
Woodstock.
And it was kind of like – I mean, he was my roommate on the road. I didn't live with him except in camp. And it was like watching him, and he was really into all that stuff. And back then, you could throw for speed. And at that point, he was a starting quarterback, right?
Yeah.
His rookie year ended up starting at the end of the year. He's throwing without warming his arm up. And I thought this was really weird. Like, they had the speed gun. Like, you can see how hard you throw. He was like, throwing it really hard with, and people are watching, and he was smoking cigarettes, which he smoked.
I love these stories.
And I always thought it was like, damn, dude, if you haven't warmed up, like, even back then, baseball players warmed up before they. So that was kind of what I remember. I think
I'm sure I win,
but I remember he was getting big bears and stuff. Oh, he's knocking all those little milk things that you knock and hit them. And
yeah, the milk jugs.
Milk jugs, yeah.
Those games are fun, though. You don't like those games?
Well, they're fun.
They're impossible to win.
They're impossible to win.
Unless you throw it as hard as he was throwing.
Well, I guess.
The guy was out,
point,
you would have thought he had 20 girlfriends. He was trying to get. Yeah, it was crazy. So I remember that, yeah. Which has really no big deal, but remember going to the carnival with a big part with David Woodley.
It's a pretty good story.
Down in Dade County.
Do you have a favorite fair food?
I do, not by far. From growing up,
this.
Corn dogs.
Oh,
just killed them with
I
mustard.
I thought the obvious
mustard.
Answer was elephant ears.
Killed them with ketchup early, and then went mustard later in life.
Wow.
But loved the corn dog.
Yeah.
Loved the good corn dog.
They've gotten more creative over the years.
Oh,
like,
they
now
do
you
like
can get
deep
anything
fried,
battered
like
and fried.
I'm waiting for you guys to tell me the corn dog's an old white thing.
I won't say
you
that.
Can get more creative now. Yeah. Like, they have fried chocolate bars, they have fried Twinkies.
You can get like a deep fried Snickers bar or something like that.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like a deep fried Oreo. They have deep fried like
butter. Like, you can deep fry. You can deep fry a stick of butter, and you can eat that.
That's healthy.
Yeah. When's the last time you guys went to the fair?
I was there not last year, the year before though.
It's been a while.
Straight to the elephant ear.
I'm officially
straight to the
of
elephant ear place.
Well, I have a kid ever now, so maybe I'll go back.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you'll start going again. Yeah. You can go show off, and the little one's going to want to win. Right.
Fried butter. Sounds healthy.
Yeah, that sounds real good. Mm. Hey, I'll tell you what sounds good. We're going to have Curtis Granderson join us. Marlins outfielder.
Yeah. I doubt he's eating fried butter.
He's hanging out with a lot of young guys these days because he's got a bunch of them on his team.
You think anyone in the clubhouse is half the age of him?
Yeah, come on.
There's a couple 19-year-olds.
He's 37.
There, right?
He's playing a lot of guys.
I believe he's 38 now.
Early 20s to mid-20s.
Yeah.
It is a little different, though. Oof. No question about it. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to as we continue on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.